The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a iced out dolphin chain, wearing a dolphin chain, and also wearing a paper route empire chain. 10 out of 10. Whoever did that album artwork, you did what you were supposed to do on that one. What's up and happy Tuesday to you. It's another episode of DX Daily. Yep, we are back to give you your daily dose of hip-hop music culture news. Courtesy of Hip-Hop DX, of course. And I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, Asia.
And a couple big things to get into from the past few days. Okay, so Cardi B and Cuban Doll have some sort of back and forth going on right now due to Cuban Doll low-key stealing one of Cardi B's looks. Also, one Doja Cat fan got really out of control at one of her concerts recently. He wanted to get inside the show so bad that he decided to call in a bomb threat. Talk about doing too much. Then we have some big new projects on the way. One is Cordae's new album, From a Bird's Eye View, which is going to feature Nas, Lil Wayne, Freddie Gibbs, and more. And then Young Dolph's artists are going to be releasing a tribute album to him, which is called Long Live Dolph. So before we get into all of that today, just gotta say, please make sure you follow the podcast. We greatly appreciate you listening. And the second part of that is just go ahead and hitting that follow button, especially if you're here listening every week. You know we appreciate you. You know we thank you. Now let's jump into it. So let's start off with Cardi B and Cuban Doll. This beef is apparently ongoing, and it resurfaced recently because Cuban Doll posted a photo of a look that was very, 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 very similar to Cardi B's invasion of privacy look. You know, the yellow hair, checkered outfit, light-skinned woman. she had the whole trifecta going on. So once that photo came out, that just reignited all of these past issues between Cardi B and Cuban Doll.
Yes, so I guess the main thing with that is Cuban Doll has said that the look was inspired by Nicki Minaj, and of course a lot of people put
messy.
Right, because you know Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, they put those two women together all the time. So that was like what started off, was Cuban Doll just saying this look was inspired by Nicki Minaj when this clearly was inspired by Cardi B.
Yeah, she wanted to start something. Okay, Cuban Doll, you accomplished your goal because you know good and goddamn well that that look was inspired by Cardi B. And you know that saying it was Nicki Minaj was going to get under Cardi B's skin. You knew that for a fact. Like, you had to know that. And you had to know that that would get picked up by blogs, media outlets, everybody on social media. Like, you knew. You knew. So kudos to you. You got what you wanted. But there is some past issues that have went on with Cardi B and Cuban Doll as well, right?
Yeah, I guess a couple years ago, Cuban Doll and Cardi B's, I guess, more infamous beef is where she was the one who said that Offset had a threesome with her and another woman in the midst of him being with Cardi B. So she's the reason for that rumor or fact about coming out about the threesome. So we still don't know what happened with
that. How we don't know if it's a rumor or a fact. It's low-key probably a fact, if we're judging by Offset's past actions. But hey, we don't know for sure.
Right, exactly.
And you know what makes all of this worse, though? A fan actually posted up a video, like, from the past of Cardi B actually supporting Cuban Doll. And the fan said, at I Am Cardi B, show these rap girls so much love for them to disrespect her for no reason. It's sad. And then Cardi actually replied to this tweet. And Cardi said, ask me why they hate me. They don't have a reason. They just bandwagoning. And I agree. I agree. Because what's the reason? Other than maybe Cuban still wants Offset. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, that could be the reason. Or I think I saw some other tweets of saying like, you know, imagine people like you or start listening to your music because you bashed somebody else. So like Cuban Doll is clearly bashing Cardi B, and that's going to give her a little bit of fame for a few minutes, but it's going to be known for you bashing Cardi B. So it's really like, why? What is the reason? Because your little chance of getting clout or popping up in the blogs for a little bit is not going to last, because it's clear what you're doing, you know?
And Cuban Doll continued with the disrespect. She said, "I pray a man don't marry me just to cheat on me. That's next level OD disrespect. I could never be inspired by someone I don't listen to. Simple. Stop trying to force that on me."
Ooh.
Wow. Then Cardi B responded, because you know she was feeling some type of way about that. She said, "You started this whole ish with those two now deleted tweets being shady about the inspiration and then my husband. Now that I respond, I'm wrong." Cuban Doll then called Cardi B a bully and didn't seem to grasp why Cardi was triggered. Cardi continued. She said, "It was never about the clothes. I never shaded you. You put these two tweets up and then deleted them. And now you're talking about I bullied you." Cuban Doll then responded again. She said, "You can get mad. I said I don't listen to your music." And then she said, "It's been years since the husband tweet." So the thing she tweeted out that we thought was about Offset was actually a few years ago. And she said, "It just got that's made you mad. Bye, girl. You're weird." Dang, it's really over when you call somebody weird. Like, there's no hope for the relationship returning. It's no hope for smoothing it over. After you call somebody weird or a weirdo, like, you just got to leave it where it's at. So that is the Cardi B and Cuban Doll saga, in case you were waiting with bated breath to hear why those two were beefing.
Yeah, I couldn't got through my morning without knowing what happened with Cardi B and Cuban Doll Asia. So I'm glad we got that out there.
Yes, the important stories that need to be told out here, okay? Speaking of important stories, okay, so fans at these concerts and at these music shows, we gotta sit down and have a heart-to-heart and have a talk, because some of y'all are doing too much. At a Doja Cat show recently, there was one fan who was waiting in line, and this fan wanted to go ahead and just get into the venue so bad. Instead of waiting in line, he decided to call in a bomb threat so he could, I guess, clear the way for him to get inside. I don't know what he thought was going to happen with this scenario, but he called in a bomb threat to the Doja Cat show so he could get in the venue.
Yeah, it looks like he was like in line. Everybody was in line waiting to get in. And he was telling people around him that he had a bomb in his backpack. So, of course, someone did the right thing and alerted the police department. And they found out the backpack was clean. There was no bomb that this person had. But because of all that, they had to evacuate for like 20 minutes and look through everything and make sure everything was good. So I feel like that actually made it go on longer to get into the venue. You want to do a bomb threat, but...
Right. It had the opposite effect that you were trying to have. And then on top of that, like, yo, this is people's real life. You know people do crazy, sick things like this in public. So yeah, if somebody say they got a bomb on them, you gonna believe them. I know I am. And then after police clear it, quote unquote, I'm still not going back into the show. So I'm gonna just take your word for it. Like, okay, you got a bomb, I'm out. Like, I'm gone. But that just goes to show like how far people are willing to take it for no reason. It's just like, it was not that deep on any level, on any day, on any circumstance, to see anybody, to call in a bomb threat, to have police presence taken from wherever they are at otherwise, trying to do their job somewhere else. Then you're putting their attention there when there really is no bomb. And then to have the workers and staff and people at the show. What if Doja Cat decided she wasn't going to do the show anymore because of the threat of violence there? What then? Like, people don't think. You got to think before you try to finesse like this. Y'all need to find better ways to finesse, because this type of behavior is really not working out. Like, we gotta chill. Chill. Let that be the word for 2022. Music fans, stands, I should say, because, you know, fans don't conduct themselves in this manner. This is more so, this is stan behavior right here. So we just got to chill in 2022. Music stands. Please and thank you.
PSA, heard it here first.
Come on. All right, now let's jump into some new music that's coming our way. You know, we usually wait until Friday to talk about this, but these were some pretty big announcements. So, you know, I figured we get into them today. This new Cordae album, love, love, love Cordae. Talk about him on the show all the time, how I'm just a big fan. And we've been waiting for this From a Bird's Eye View project for a little while now. Like, I feel like this was announced probably more than a year ago. Yeah, he's been working on this album for quite some time. And this is his sophomore album. You know, his first project, Lost Boy, won that Grammy and everything. So, you know, expectations are a little high. I'm not going to lie. And then Cordae, it just the level of talent he's displayed so far, like the expectations are already high. But he just put out the track list for this project. And these names that are up here just shows you how much faith the veterans and the legends have in Cordae, like as being part of the new generation, because not a lot of these newcomers can get these names that Cordae has on this album. I'm just saying.
No, that's very true. These names are some, like, you take probably years to ever get a feature with them, but Cordae got them. And we're talking about big names like Nas, Freddie Gibbs, Eminem, Lil Wayne, Lil Durk, Her, Gunna, Roddy Ricch, and even Stevie Wonder is on the album.
The talent jumped out. The talent came out in droves for Cordae. The legends came out. Stevie Wonder is not showing his face on just anybody's album. Like, it's not happening. You have to be a real talent. And even in past songs, what song was it? Can't remember. It's off the last EP. But Cordae goes, Stevie Wonder told me you're a leader. So he mentioned Stevie Wonder on the last project. And then on this project, for him to actually have Stevie Wonder on it, amazing. And then Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne will jump on somebody from the new generation song, but they have to be dope. Like, he's not just getting on anybody's song. Eminem, same thing. Like, you have to be a lyricist for Eminem to get on your song. So these features just goes to show the respect that the older generation has for Cordae, even with Nas, all of that. So I'm very, very excited to hear that. And then his peers, like the Lil Durks, Gunnas, her, Roddy Ricch, like all of them, those are people that are at the top right now, at the top of the game as far as the youth goes. So, Cordae, I'm not going to go too deep into my fandom, but just know, man, that guy, he's poised to be one of the top ones of this next generation.
For sure. I agree. So we'll be anxious to see how it all sounds on Friday for that one.
Yep, and he will be on Jimmy Fallon for an interview next Monday to just talk about the project and be the show's musical guest, do a performance. So, you know, he's rolling out this album the right way. Now, also speaking of new releases, Young Dolph's Paper Route Empire will be dropping a compilation tape as a tribute to the late rapper. You know, Dolph had a few different artists on Paper Route, so they're all going to be getting together to make this mixtape. And it's going to have Key Glock on it, of course, J Fizzle, Snoop Bands, Big Moochie Grape, Kenny Money, and more, all just paying tribute to Dolph on this project. I think this is a dope idea. I do, because it just goes to show the business work that Young Dolph was putting in before he left this earth. This man was not signed to a major label, and he had all of these artists underneath him. And these artists are making noise. Like, we all know who Key Glock is. Like, Dolph was really putting these artists on before he passed away. So it's great of all of them to come together and just really pay tribute to his name, talk about how he impacted them, and hear bars from them and hear what they got. Because it's like, he signed these artists for a reason. So now, if there are some of them that we maybe haven't heard of yet, let's hear what they got. Let's hear the talent that he saw in them and why he decided to take them under his wing. And we'll be able to hear that with this tape. So I think it's an excellent idea.
Yeah, I think so too. And they also mentioned that the mixtape already has a lead single going on. It's called Long Live Dolph. And that is by J Fizzle, who has been the longest, who has been the person on the label the longest. So I haven't heard that one yet. So definitely got to listen to that and see if that gives like a glimpse of how the mixtape is going to be when it comes out on January 21st.
Yes. And the album artwork for this single, 10 out of 10. It's a iced out dolphin chain wearing a dolphin chain and also wearing a Paper Route Empire chain. 10 out of 10. Whoever did that album artwork, you did what you were supposed to do on that one. Definitely makes me want to go and listen to the song. So can't wait to hear the Long Live Dolph mixtape. Also, in more Dolph news, the man who is accused of killing him, Justin Johnson, he claimed that he was going to turn himself in. He put this whole message on social media like, oh, I'm innocent. I'm going to be out before y'all know it. Still hasn't turned himself in. They're still on the run. Police are still looking for him. So I don't know what happened with I'm innocent, I didn't do it, I'm going to be out before y'all know it. That must not be the case because he's still out here on the run, didn't turn himself in. So there's just a little update on that. But, you know, hopefully justice is served in whichever way it should be served. And we're going to end it on that note. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, all streaming platforms, whichever one you're on right now. You could be on Apple, you could be on Spotify, you could be on Podbean, Stitcher, iHeart, any of the many, many podcast apps that are out there. Please hit that subscribe for us and tell some friends about the podcast. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And also be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok, which is all Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all social media platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.